Welcome to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast. If you want to hear the show, you can find it on Family Life Radio. If you want to find a station near you, you can go to myflr.org or stream it online.
Hey, it's Sally, and because you can never have enough Kenkel Fritz and Friends, here's some highlights.
Misty's got something good for you.
Stephen Zilli lives in Catonsville, Maryland, and when the pandemic first started, he purchased a food truck to make meals for families in need. And this is what's so fun. He is still using that food truck to help those dealing with food insecurity. And wherever he parks it, he calls it the hunger-free zone. And so on an average day, Stephen and his volunteers, they'll first stop by a couple of community kitchens to share groceries with them. And then after that, they just drive the streets looking for people who are hungry and need a good meal. And he says he measures the success of his days by the ones where he has given away every last meal.
I love that.
I do too.
That is so cool.
That's amazing. Hunger-free zone. So neat.
I love how many things took off back then and they're still going.
Yeah.
Especially when it helps people out.
Of course, yeah.
Well, if you haven't noticed, we're playing nothing but Christmas music. Are there certain lyrics to Christmas songs you didn't quite understand growing up? Or maybe you missed hear them still today?
I have trouble with Sleigh Ride. For the longest time, I think I was in sixth grade when I saw the lyrics printed out that I realized I was wrong. I grew up singing, "We'll pass around the copy," C-O-P-Y, the copy of the pumpkin pie. And I was like, well, what happened to the original? Like, why can't they eat that? And then I was like, oh, it's coffee. The drink and pumpkin pie. That makes a lot more sense.
Although I would like a copy of the pumpkin pie right now.
Yeah, I'll take it.
It's like, can you clone the pumpkin pie, please? How about
while shepherds washed their socks by night?
Washed their socks by night. Well, why that's the best time that? To do that.
Exactly. You know,
that way they're ready the next day.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah okay.
Steve is, by the way, we'd like to hear yours. 888-888-9976. You can text us at 58326. Steve is already on the phone. What do you got, buddy?
Okay, so I'm really bad at titles of Christmas songs, but there's a song, there's a chorus in there that says, May your days, may be merry and bright.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
So every time they sing that chorus, all I hear is mayonnaise.
Oh, mayonnaise. No.
Mayonnaise be merry and bright.
Yes, that's all I hear whenever I hear that song.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, it is milky and white.
Yeah. Right. And in light of this whole thing in the season, I think the word Hellman's doesn't work real well. We're talking about misheard Christmas lyrics. And you got some? These can be fun, by the way. 888-888-9976 is our phone number. You can text them to us at 58326. Family Life Radio, who's this?
This is Chuck from Michigan.
Yeah, Chuck.
I just wanted to tell you how much I have enjoyed your program. But as far as your lyrics go, I always thought when I was young, I used to sing Hark Herald the Angel Sang.
Oh!
And then my daughter, we would sing Gloria, it is Chelsea's day.
Family Life Radio.
It's Kenkel Fritz and Friends with you. Hope you're having a wonderful morning. Janine is with us. What's on your mind?
Hi, I just wanted to praise God and thank you for being on the radio and for the radio station.
Oh.
I can't tell you how many times it has saved me.
Saved you? What do you mean by that?
Well, I suffer from depression, and there are days that I have a real, real hard time, and the radio station just lifts my spirit, and God speaks to me through the radio.
Mm.
And I just want to thank you, and I really want to thank everybody that has donated. I can't myself donate yet, but I plan to once I'm financially able.
Wow, that is so kind of you. That really means a lot.
Well, thank you.
Janine, thanks for calling in. Man, you know, if you gave to Family Life Fundraiser, you're in a fundraiser, thank you. Man, that is so kind. You know, if you didn't get a chance to make your $30 a month, well, you still can. In fact, right now, some generous friends of the family have just called in a match.
Ooh.
Wow.
Whatever you give right now is matched dollar for dollar. I thought it was over with last week.
I did too.
I know. But hey, they're still fun to be had.
Yeah, exactly.
That means your $30 a month becomes $60 a month. Your gift of a $1,000 leadership gift becomes $2,000 just like that.
So nice. And these remaining days of the year are critical for Family Life Radio because honestly, a large part of our annual budget is given in December. And I know it's the beginning of December, but it's going to be over before you know it. So this is a great opportunity to give and have that gift matched, doubled before the end of the year. 888-9976 or myflr.org.
I mean, you just heard from Janine, who's suffering from depression, and she said the Family Life Radio has saved her. Is that amazing?
Mm-hmm.
You can be a part of that. So why not hop on board right now? Just go to myflr.org. Talking about misheard Christmas carol lyrics. A lot of these stem from when we were kids. Never quite understood what they were singing there.
Right.
I thought it was a brown yawn virgin. I don't know what that means.
She's yawning.
She's tired.
God rest ye merry gentlemen confused me because I was like, well, Mary is a girl. Why are they calling her a gentleman?
That's a good point. Family Life Radio, good morning.
Good morning. This is Julie calling from Michigan. I have a funny Christmas lyric for you.
Awesome. Give it to us.
My 3-year-old daughter singing, peace on earth and mercy, mama.
Mercy, mama.
New name for Mary.
Yeah.
What is the actual lyrics? Is it
mercy mild?
Mercy mild. What does that mean, mercy mild, anyway?
Well, now I'm second guessing.
Now that you say it, I don't know what it means.
No, it is mercy mild.
Yeah.
I don't know what it means, but that's...
Maybe
Here's the meaning.
What does it mean?
Oh, it's a whole article.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
Forget it.
It delves way in.
Okay, all right. I know what it is. At Christmas time, you're a little stressed out, and you might have mild mercy towards someone.
Family Life Radio.
Had a great opportunity to hang out with Dr. Kurt Thompson. He's a psychiatrist. And talking about suffering, he wrote a book called The Deepest Place, Suffering and the Formation of Hope. And he said there can be hope from suffering, especially from each other. Listen to this.
The mind of a human tells time like no other animal does. We can anticipate that, you know, squirrels are able to keep track of where they kept their nuts for the year, but we don't anticipate that they're having conversations with other squirrels about what will next year's harvest be like. They're not anticipating things in the way that we do. And the fact that we can tell time in the way that we do means that we can anticipate a future potentially in which my pain is not ever going to stop. And that in and of itself is a prominent feature of what makes suffering, suffering. My capacity to imagine a future in which perhaps what I'm experiencing right now is not ever going to end. And herein lies the significance and the beauty of a vulnerable community that is able to draw my attention to themselves, draw my attention to them, and they're coming for me in the middle of my pain, but not just one time, but over the course of however long my pain lasts. And what the community of faith, what the body of Jesus is doing is saying, we are going to be with you for as long as this pain lasts, and we aren't leaving the room. And that in and of itself is the very basis for how we form hope. Hope is therefore not something that maybe I'll have it and maybe I won't. I hope that I'm hopeful. It is not something that drops out of the sky into my lap. It is something that I actually have agency to form over time in a vulnerable community in which I'm willing to receive people's care for me in such a way that when they do, I encode that in my memory, which becomes that from which I anticipate my future, in which even if my pain lasts, I'm anticipating a future in which I'm not going to be left alone.
You know, one of the things that I don't like as far as what the pandemic has done to us, It's separated us from each other.
Yes.
And how important it is to be around others, especially when they're suffering.
Yeah.
And they're going through something difficult. For them to know that you're there.
Yeah.
That you'll be there. And I just encourage you, maybe you got out of the routine That's one of the reasons why I think the Bible says it's good to not, it says to not forsake the assembling of ourselves. In other words, get together, fellowship, hang out with one another.
That way you can have a good time together.
Yeah, you can bear each other's burdens. It's time for Love Your Neighbor Christmas Edition. If you remember Love Your Neighbor that we usually do in February, it's, you know, of an unsung hero, maybe somebody in need that we could help out. And what we do is we share that need on the radio and people call in and say, you know, I feel like I'm touched. I think I could help out in that area. So here's the phone number to call if you want to nominate somebody. 888-888-9976. Hello, good morning.
My friend Amanda, she's the type of friend who she gives your shirt off the back, would really just do anything for anyone, and her family just came on a hard time. Their water heater went out, and she's expecting a baby in January.
Oh, wow.
So if we could request prayers for her, she just moved back in with her parents. Her mom is on disability, and her dad, he only has one leg, is Social Security disability. So he's limited to what he can physically do for them. I just saw her at her baby shower, and I just hope that something can come through for her before then, because, like I said, she's just a very good soul, just a great person. She lost her job. She was working for the U of M, and then they got pregnant. So then they had to move back home with her parents. It was one of those situations where...
So what would you like to do for her?
Maybe, like, the water heater.
The water heater.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
Just in general, that's a huge, huge thing, because her baby is due in just less than a month.
And if they had the water heater, they wouldn't have to move in with her parents, right?
No, the water heater is at her parents' house.
Oh, gotcha. Oh,
yeah,
wow.
With the disabled parents.
Wow. So
So much going on.
Well, they do need a water heater.
Yeah, because the dad is physically, he only has one leg, so he can't do a lot that you would think that a handyman kind of guy would do.
All right, well, hold on here, Marissa. Guys, I'm sort of reminded of the Christmas story.
Mm. Yeah.
Got a pregnant mom here. Can't stay in her own home. Lost her job. Has to move in with mom and dad. They don't have a hot water heater.
Wow.
Maybe that touched your heart and you can help out. I don't know what hot water heater. Maybe it just needs to be fixed.
Right.
That's all it is.
Yeah. Just needs a plumber.
Our new one, I think, is anywhere from $300 to $700, something like that.
Right.
Maybe you can help out.
Mm-hmm.
Is that you? Do you feel like you could maybe help out in that area? Call right now, 888-888-9976. That's 888-888-9976. And you can also nominate a unsung hero in need. Again, 888-888-9976. Thank you. It's time for the good news of the day. If you've got good news, we want to hear your story. Call us right now at 888-888-9976. Daniel's with us. Tell us what's going on.
I've been at a really low point in my life for about the last 2.5 years. I'm married. My wife and I have 9 beautiful children together.
My goodness.
I recently discovered you guys' channel, and it's given me a new hope and a new better understanding and a new drive to focus on God. And it's making my life and my wife and my kids' life better one step at a time. Wow. And I wanted to tell you guys that this is my new station.
Wow, that's amazing. What is it that you're getting out of Family Life Radio? What is it you're hearing that's making that change for you?
When I'm down and feel like there's no hope, when I feel like I don't have the power or patience to push forward or push through it, it's just something that comes on that just changes my attitude, it changes my demeanor, and it makes me a better father, a better husband, and a better Christian.
Wow, what a change. Well, thank you so much for sharing. So glad the station's making a difference.
It is, and maybe it'll touch somebody when they need it the most, and God can use this station and use this music to empower somebody else, to give them that understanding and that hope that they're not alone, that they're not in this by themselves, that He's always there, no matter what you're going through, no matter what your struggle or strife or tribulation.
I love that. You know, what you're saying, that He's always there, and it reminds me of some people say, you know, God left me. And I heard a pastor once say, nope, you left him. God's never left you.
That's right.
Yeah, that's good.
Even if you leave God, he's still there.
Absolutely.
I love you guys. God bless, and y'all have a wonderful day.
You too. Hey, so we'd love to know, what's God doing in your life? Maybe it's through Family Life Radio. Give us a call, 888-888-9976, and thank you. So, children, we all know this. They don't really have a filter. They just call things as though they see them. So, we have here children telling the Christmas story as the way they saw it. Here you go.
Thank you for coming.
He's adorable.
He's gonna be our best friend.
An angel came to see Mary. She was doing laundry, and then the angel just appeared and she was really scared. So Gabriel was like, Mary, you're gonna have a baby. You're gonna have a baby and you will call him Jesus. And then Mary was like, I'm not gonna have a baby yet. I'm only a teenager and I'm not married. Then the angel Gabriel told Joseph that Mary is not lying. You are having a new baby. And so they met up. They went to Bethlehem, which was Joseph's old town.
They ride a donkey.
I don't know.
A camel. Oh, yeah, a camel. She said, this donkey's fast. They tried to go to a hotel, and
they asked the keeper for a place to stay. The keeper said,
we have no rooms.
And then the shepherd said, I think we should go there and meet him. They had to walk through a bunch of grass and bushes. Maybe have to camp out a night.
And then a star appeared.
So the wise men went to Jesus.
They gave them gifts.
A stuffed animal, like a hippo one, to have at home.
Some diapers, and some wipes, and some milk, some shoes, some Jordans.
Gold ring and platinum. He's gonna be our best friend.
I love you, and you're the best baby I ever seen. There, I said it.
The new baby is gonna change the world.
Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness.
I love that they brought diapers.
And diapers and wipes.
And Jordans.
Yes.
Family Life Radio.
This is that time of year when we clean out the old prize closet. I've got a big stack of CDs on my desk. And I love to give you one of them. So here's what we're going to do. Misty is the most talented person on the show. She can sing. We really can't. I mean, I'm really good in the shower. So what Misty is going to do is she is going to sing a Christmas carol. This isn't any old Christmas carol. She's going to take a Family Life Radio song and sing it to the tune of a Christmas carol.
Oh.
And then you have to tell us who is the artist and what song is it. Uh-huh. All right? Okay. Here we go. Listen real closely.
Let me think. Okay. Okay. Here we go. This is our God. This is who he is. He loves us. This is our God. This is what he does. He saves us. He bore the cross. He beat the grave. Let heaven and earth proclaim. This is our God, King Jesus. King Jesus. Oh, this is our God, King Jesus.
Great job, Misty. That was good.
Thank you.
Way to go. All right. So what is the name of that song and who sings that song? Family Life Radio.
Good morning. I know the name of the song that you just played.
Well, who?
Or that you just sang.
All right. Well, who is this?
My name is Cassandra.
Cassandra, what song is it and who sings it?
It is Phil Wickham. This is our God.
Oh, you're so close.
Oh.
Or is that... Well, wait a second now, Misty. You're looking at me funny.
Misty.
Because there are two different artists that have a song called Our God. Is she right? Is this the Phil Wickham one?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I thought...
I
was about ready to tell her she was right. Because there's Chris Tomlin's Our
God.
Yeah,
nope. She was right.
You are correct. Yay! You know, I'm going to give you two free CDs because I didn't know what I was doing.
Awesome.
She
thank
deserves
you.
It. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Good job.
You do deserve it because you got through all that, Rickamaroo.
Well, that's exciting. Thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome. Congratulations. So what are you up to today besides winning radio station contests?
You know, I'm actually on my way to a doctor appointment, but I'm feeling much better than I was last week, so that's
yay!
Good.
Okay, well, that's great.
Yes, praise the Lord. I've been praying, so it's good.
That's good.
Thanks so much.
All right, and say hi to your doctor for us.
I sure will.
I've got joy down in my soul. I'm going to let this feeling take control.
So what's bringing you joy? Let us know at 888-888-9976. Dee is with us. What's going on?
Yes, I just wanted to have a joy report on when God finally convicted me to tithe. 4 months in a row, I went to pay my utility bills, and they were paid. Nobody had my account number, so I know it was God that covered them for me, and what? I have never ceased to tithe since.
So you started giving, and next thing you know, your utility bill is paid for 4 months?
For 4 months, hon.
I love that.
That is a total miracle.
Well, you know what that is?
What?
Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All these things, the things are the stuff of life you need to live, will be added unto you.
I love it.
Amen. And I've been wanting to share that with you guys for a long time.
I love that.
I'm so glad you chose now.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm just curious. You know, when there are other opportunities to give, what does that do to your faith?
It increased it tremendously. It's like, thank you, God. Oh, yes, I know you can move mountains.
Right.
And, you know, I'm not a wealthy woman, so that was tremendous.
Well, you know, the same thing happened to me when I started giving. Stuff like what you're talking about started happening.
Mm-hmm.
And what it did was, it's like another opportunity. Like, you know, if the pastor talked about this need or that need or someone, a need came up, I'm like, well, who am I to turn God down?
Right.
I know he's going to take care of me.
Exactly.
Well, maybe you've got a story like that. Hey, we'd love to hear your joy report. Call us right now, 888-888-9976. I sure hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you want to learn more about The Morning Show, you can go to myflr.org.
Thanks for listening to the Kinkle Fritz and Friends podcast, heard on Family Life Radio. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.